Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
It's on, my dudes.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Stephanie, who plays Boone.
You know, I heard a joke last night about Oedipus and Midas. It was motherfucking gold.
That's a good one.
That's right!
Who plays Cyrus?
Look into my eye.
Lauren, who plays Dagna.
I've heard that red dragons can grow up to 50 feet, but I've never seen one have more than four.
Ben plays Callus.
We must do the research.
And Kyle plays Cam.
Hi.
Hey guys.
Hi Sean.
Hey. Are you guys prepared?
No.
Are we ever?
Yeah. Tonight's gonna be interesting.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Are you a little nervous?
Okay. I about 5 minutes before we started had butterflies in my tummy. I was like, oh shit.
I've been nervous all day, so I feel ya.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, a lot is gonna happen tonight.
Okay.
We'll see.
So
we're not gonna make it.
No, you're not gonna make it. So where did we leave off
my
last time, guys?
Crashed. That was perfect.
Oh.
It's a sign.
Podcast.
We're all going to die.
Podcast canceled.
What did we do last week? What happened? Oh, there's a dragon now. There's that. That was a thing.
We're going off to war.
Yeah.
We're going off to war. Boone's got a new sword.
I got a dragon pet.
Dagna had a new sword.
It blew up.
Ouch, bitch, that hurt.
So the thing behind that is Cam, what you would take from that is that your mom knew that, like, either you would go with her and then she would disarm the sword from you, telling you it was a trap, just in case.
What a bitch.
Or she would leave it up to, you know, the situation handling itself.
And it did. It hurt.
So
a lot, anyway. As it turns out.
A lot.
And then,
your mom's a bitch, Cam.
I mean, yeah, she literally just killed my dad. I mean, like, that was like minutes ago. So also when that happened, didn't like a gem pop out of it?
And then you crushed it.
I crushed said gem.
Yeah.
But we still also have a gem from Beholder, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rock or something.
Yeah. And then we have our original gems that we got a while ago. And then
we're fucking rich now.
You tried out any other deck of cards?
I tried out my deck of cards. I had a question about my deck of cards. This is getting the mechanic bullshit out of the way first. When I popped a card out, I got that weird sexy demon thing.
Another thing is you had to roll twice.
Okay, but like that was how I picked the card, right? So as soon as I saw the card and I had picked one, that sexy demon like was happening, right? There wasn't like, I can't just like rifle through the deck and be like, ooh, that one looks good.
Actually, I think you can.
You gotta. Well, I guess I could try.
No, I'm actually gonna do it. You have to draw. The faces are blank if you look at the cards over, but when you draw one, it's got something on it.
Got it. All right. What else happened last week? Anything?
I don't think so.
We talked about the dragon. We're going to war. Yeah. All right.
I tried. Yeah.
Wartime.
As this dragon pops into existence and tells Matt, you know, ride me into battle. And the crowd is kind of on looking. All of a sudden you hear as a massive flaming boulder smashes part of the city wall.
Oh, shit.
And probably about a 20-foot section of the wall is now missing as bodies go flying from the wall. It's on, my dudes. People start screaming. Arrows start getting loose. Some siege weapons inside the city go off, and it's just chaos. What are you guys doing?
Cyrus, get all the dragon and take out their siege weapons.
You got it.
Go.
I think I was already on the dragon when she says that, and I think I just like point with my halberd and is like, let's burn some shit down.
And with the dragon takes off into the air. Cyrus, you're flying now above the city. Mm-hmm. As you see in the distance in the army, a fortress materialize.
Oh. Huh.
What?
Oh, it's one of those magical pop-up fortresses. Mm-hmm. Unlike a pop-up restaurant, it's a pop-up fortress.
Uh-huh. And a weird thing about it, though, is you kind of see a shimmering magical energy encircling it, almost like a dome, as the trebuchets in the distance are loosing fiery projectiles. Troops begin running in with ladders, like probably about 40 or 50 ladders. And as they get closer to it, they put the ladder in the ground and people begin forcing it up with people already on the ladder to climb up on the wall to engage the troops, as some of them are being brought down by arrows on the side of Gildas. What is your target? What are you doing?
Well, I figured I'm going for the enemy siege weapons, but while riding, I guess it wouldn't hurt to be prepared, so I'm going to cast a spell I just recently got.
Okay.
It's called Elemental Weapon.
Okay.
And I get to choose a type of magic, and the weapon deals that kind of extra damage with it.
Okay.
And also I get plus one to attack rolls and damage rolls.
Nice. Okay. So yes, so your weapon then becomes elemental as you hold it above your head. And you have the stat block of an ancient gold dragon. Do you have that in front of you?
I mean, no.
You don't really need it. So I need to know what you're targeting.
So there are
three trebuchets, about 40 ladders, and I want to say about 15,000 troops.
I'm going for one of the trebuchets.
Okay. Make me... Actually, that's... Because you're going to use breath weapon, correct?
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to just say that the first trebuchet is obliterated with your breath weapon. Roll me a d6 to recharge it.
All right. No.
No. Okay, so it doesn't recharge. So at this point, you can do like a wing attack, you know.
Entire full stat block of an ancient gold dragon.
Yeah, so basically I'm trying to spread your abilities out. You can use each one of these once. Okay, so, you know, you can do the change shape, weakening breath. Actually, it already did the change shape. Mm-hmm. So you took out a trebuchet with the breath weapon, and you can use its legendary actions to try and do as much damage before you have to fly back to the city.
I think I would see him, this dragon, use a tail attack to, like, maybe take out a swath of troops before we launch back up and go into the air.
Okay, so you're going to kind of land as people kind of frantically scurry. Some of them are bold enough, but those are the unfortunate ones, as you make a tail attack, taking out a good, I'd say probably 100 troops. Just a swath of them as you like hit the ground. The dragon's ripping people apart. You're slashing with your halberd as people get close to the dragon. So you take out a good 100 people as then you take off from the ground again. When you take off, you're closer to the fortress now. Give me a perception check.
Okay, let's see how this goes. 7.
You see something happening in the courtyard, but you can't quite make out what it is.
Too busy dodging arrows.
Yep, as you dodging arrows left and right. What else are you going to do before you have to return to the city?
One more attack from the dragon?
Yeah.
Let's go with a wing attack.
Yeah, so you do a wing attack, taking out about another 100 troops because they're just densely packed.
I think this is when I my friend, I believe it is time we get going. We don't want to get surrounded too much.
As the walls are beginning to get breached, and he says, yes, I think that's a good idea. As it takes off, one last perception check as you kind of look back over your shoulder.
Okay.
at this fortress that is curiously...
18.
18. Now you're getting a clearer picture of it. And as you look down in the courtyard, it appears to be empty save for two people and a body. The two people you recognize as Cam's mother, Cam's brother clad in armor to where you can't see his face, and his dad's body laying in the center of what looks like this.
Oh my.
Oh. Oh no. Oh no.
That looks bad. Yeah. My friend, if you can fly with the utmost speed, I think I just saw something we need to take care of now.
Okay. And he says, yes, back to the city?
Yes.
Okay. As you guys beat wings back to the city, you come to a landing as there's chaos. The walls are now a melee. The ladders, some of them are getting pushed down, but a lot of them have made purchase, and now there is fighting on top of the walls. What are you guys doing? Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Oh, this. God. Okay.
Okay.
And we'll just call this side right here, if you can see where I'm pinging, a wall. Let me get a wall. Yeah, you guys are kind of standing where you are right now. And there's chaos in the streets as a few straggler innocents are making their way into the lower tunnels for protection. As anybody able to carry a sword is in just fighting. It is chaos right now. Buildings begin to take fire as these fiery trebuchet projectiles begin raining down upon the city. And who's first in initiative?
I rolled a crit for the first time on initiative.
Okay, so yes, Cyrus, what are you doing?
I just leap off the dragon and like start looking for everybody. It's like, Dagna, I just saw something kind of bad. I think you may want to know about it. And so does Cam.
What's going on? There's kind of a war going on?
You see that fortress over there, yeah?
Yeah.
Wait, we're not just chill with the fact. We're not just yeah-ing a floating fortress, are we? Right?
Because it's not gigantic... floating. It's
I think
like
it was
on
a floating
the...
fortress.
Hey,
no, it's just no. It's just a fortress. There is a wizard spell that does this, but
well,
it's mildly
terrifying. But okay.
Anyway, they're doing something to Cam's father's corpse. That it's on some sort of symbol, and it looks like they're doing something to it that might be really bad.
What? Like,
there's to us. There's so many ways that this could go bad. So we should probably go take care of that, yeah?
Yeah. Should we storm their castle instead of them storming ours?
Let's do what we can here and then make our way over there. Yeah?
Sounds good.
I don't know how we think we'll survive that.
We're probably not.
We have a giant gold dragon that can take us there, right?
He can breathe fire. And yes, he can fly.
Did you not hear see... You hear in your brain, Cyrus, my time here is almost up.
What? Oh.
Go again!
What would you have of me?
I, like, look back to him and think, and relay it to him. He's like, do as much destruction as you possibly can to the other side, but don't put yourself in too great a danger before you leave.
It shall be. It has been a pleasure knowing you, Cyrus.
The pleasure was all mine.
As it nods its head and then takes off, as you hear screams in the distance and fire.
Yell to him, he's like, maybe when this is all over, we can drink some mead together.
Perhaps. And with a guttural laugh, it just begins ultimate destruction.
So, what do you guys think of my new friend?
He's great, but we got big problems to take care of.
Yes,
wish he hung around longer.
Me too.
Me as well, but from what I understand, he only has so much time here.
Fair.
So,
I thought ancient dragons are really old.
That might be why.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Past his bedtime.
Gotta catch
maybe
that clock.
Maybe it's Jello night or something.
Something.
Then you hear first,
every night.
Then you hear in your brain, all is not lost. Friends have come to our aid. And as you look over the wall, you see six more gold dragons flying.
Hell yeah! Okay. It looks like he brought fins.
As chaos ensues, mass murder and chaos. Some of the troops from the inside wall begin fleeing. Other troops on the battlefield begin scattering as just ultimate chaos is happening. But you still see this fortress and this shimmering dome above the courtyard.
I really don't like that fortress.
Let's go. I mean, real fast, do I see any of my clan nearby? What? Do I see any of my clan nearby?
Yeah. Okay. They're fighting. I mean, there's a couple dead, but this all happened so quickly that it appears the battle has shifted to the battlefield against these dragons.
Okay. I look for my dad real fast before I do anything.
He is engaged in combat with someone on the wall, and as he slays that person, he looks down at you just with the blood splattered on his face.
I shoot him a message.
Okay.
And just says, I love you. And then we go.
He says, I love you too. As all of a sudden, a massive shockwave happens, emanating from the fortress. As everybody make me dexterity saving throws to remain standing.
I'm not good with these.
16.
Crit. 6.
22, six. Crit.
You guys fall prone 22. As a second wave of something comes from this fortress. Boone, you feel your sword at your hip begin to vibrate as this wave is coming. You guys can kind of see that as this wave is coming, everything in its wake is frozen in time. And as this wake is coming at you, your sword is just vibrating on your hip.
Okay, I'm going to pull it.
As you pull it out, a barrier forms in front of you, kind of like a pearlescent, shimmering, magical barrier. As this thing impacts the barrier and shifts it a little bit, but with you guys behind it, you are not impacted by this. But it appears that every other person around you is paralyzed.
That's not good.
And it appears that the entire battlefield is frozen as well.
Well, we need to go.
Yes.
Now is the time, it seems.
We must make haste.
Okay.
I just want to real quick, I'm just going to cast just real quick on myself. Don't worry, it's not a big deal. Just casting prestidigitation to make my clothing clean and sparkling, albeit still noticeably dyed black and not its original colors. So
you're actually clean now?
Spotless.
Wow.
He's no longer a dirty boy.
What?
And I'm holding myself upright, and it's time to talk.
Is it safe to say we've never seen Cam like this?
Correct.
Okay.
It's time to have a conversation I really didn't want to have. When I set out to not have this conversation, I thought it would be bad. I did not perceive it to be this bad. But let's go. How do we get to this? How do we get to our magical death palace?
Magic palace! Dagna's already rolling that bitch out!
Okay.
Come on!
All of a sudden, you guys hear a roar coming from this castle. A deep, guttural roar. And a voice that says, come to me. So, Callus. You recognize this voice.
Oh, no.
And a scroll materializes in front of you for you to read as black writing appears. Everybody take off your headphones except for Callus.
No!
Buck! Ben, you got this. Ben, you got this.
Headphones off. Headphones off. Is everybody's headphones off? Okay, Callus. On this parchment, a black writing appears with only two words. And those words are, kill Boone.
Okay.
And yeah, it then rolls, the black writing begins to swirl as it shoots out onto your hand. And you feel a burning sensation in your hand that slowly dissipates. And the scroll disappears. Let's bring everybody back. You guys back?
Ha!
All right.
Hi.
So basically I'm what back. You guys saw is you saw a scroll materialize in front of Callus. You saw his expression. What did your face look like when this happened?
It probably shock followed by disappointment.
Can I?
And then basically you saw this. You saw a little like some magical black energy shoot into his hand. As then the scroll just disappeared.
Yeah, we couldn't read the scroll.
No,
right?
It was like right in front of his face.
But can I roll an insight check just to see, I guess, how unhappy he seems? Or if his eyes darted to a person in particular? Or, you know, like a poker face. Yeah. I want to read his poker face. I got an 11, so.
In your brain, Callus, mm-hmm. You hear, you have limited time. Do not betray our deal.
Yeah, let's just...
Not a lot of wiggle room with that.
Uh-huh. wiggle.
No.
Shakes his head. We need to get going.
What was that, Callus?
Something that we will have to deal with eventually, but right now... We need to get to this.
I don't like surprises. Castle.
Neither do I.
Well, we have no control over it, so we might as well just get on the carpet and do what we can do.
We have some control.
So how are you guys approaching this?
Flying on the carpet, I assume? Not like directly into the dome, obviously, but to get close? Yeah?
Hold on, before we leave, can I grab a chicken?
Yeah, you can grab, absolutely. It's frozen in time, mid-peck.
is it a pet chicken?
Hey, Sean, can yeah? I
bark,
be
bark,
act-
no.
No, fuck, fuck. okay, so since I saw the contract materialize, I would like to keep an active watch on Callus.
Okay.
I don't know if it makes any effing difference, but I am going to keep an eye on him.
Okay.
Okay.
He seems a bit stricken.
I understand.
something about deal with the devil. Or with the demon, I guess.
Kind of the same thing as I always had with Cyrus, if, you know.
So you're saying I'm the new Cyrus?
Yeah, man. And you did it to yourself, okay?
Yeah.
You could have let Asmodeus kill Tinker and everything would have been fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You went and Cyrus'd yourself real good.
You guys all get on the carpet.
I look like a choir boy compared to you now.
Okay.
Do you actually grab a chicken?
No.
I wasn't sure if there was just some weird coincidence where you had like a good idea and it just was funny in that way. So
no, I mean, I would have used it for the exact same purposes of...
Yes.
Throw it at the shield and see what happens. But
you guys get on the carpet, yep. And you fly up above the wall, and it's surreal to see everything just kind of frozen in time on a battlefield. It's almost silent. There's no birds making noises. There's no wind rustling through the trees. It is deathly silent.
I'm looking ahead to where the fortress is and trying to see what...
You see a small plume of smoke coming from the courtyard. Inside of what appears to be a large magical dome.
Is the smoke coming out of the dome?
Yeah, it's able to make its way. No, the smoke is kind of trapped at the top of the dome.
If we just wait it out, they'll die because they lit a bonfire in an airtight dome.
It's not a lot of smoke.
Okay.
It's just a small, almost like a campfire smoke.
I just liked the idea that they were taking care of the problem themselves by suffocating themselves. Man, I don't know.
And as you're surveying,
I have so many ideas.
Callus, you're kind of looking over the party individually. What's going through your mind right now?
Callus is just thinking, like, this is it. Whatever happens here, that's going to be the end of all of this.
Okay. You guys get closer and closer to this fortress, and looking over the wall, you see. Well, I mean, how are you guys approaching?
cautiously. Like, are we're not going to fly into like, the dome.
Are you going to fly over the dome? Are you not going to let whatever is in the dome see you? Are you doing this secretly? Are you doing this overtly?
I don't think we can do it all that secretly.
Maybe just go through the front door.
I mean...
Knock, knock, knock.
So the dome. The dome is just around a courtyard, but it's like just a big open area?
Yeah, or... yeah, it's like a big open area, like in the middle of this fortress. There appears to be, you know, different structures within this, stone structures. It's like a keep with a courtyard.
So we could, in theory, hide behind a series of buildings Okay.
It's like a castle, you know what I mean? So...
Do we? Mm-hmm. We don't have good perspective yet on that courtyard, right?
No, so we do not. It depends on how you want to approach this.
So that's what I'm saying. So in that case, maybe what we should do is we should fly over the dome a little bit and get at least some eyeballs on the courtyard,
mm-hmm.
and then make a decision on where to land when we have a touch more information, or you know, inevitably be shot out of the sky by some sort of magic cannon. Ball or some kind. So
Sean, another, this may be a dumb question, but once I shielded us from everything and we are not stopped in time, do we have to stay close together or can we spread out a little bit?
You guys can spread out. Basically, okay. It was like a shockwave that did this. Now the shockwave has passed and you were shielded from it.
Okay, so it's not like I'm continually having to have a shield up.
No. Okay. And the sword has kind of gone back to a kind of benign nature. You still see the etching of, you know, a serpent on the blade, but you don't feel anything crazy coming from it.
Okay.
It's as though it's filled its purpose for now.
Okay. Let's try to land somewhere covertly, right? That's what we're doing, right?
I think so.
I think we're just going to get an eyeball, like a bird's eye perspective on the courtyard and at least figure out what's there and then decide where to
land.
Okay.
You guys fly over the courtyard, and looking down, you see that circle that I had shown you before. It appears now that you see Cam's mother and Cam's brother kneeling before a giant demon.
Oh.
In the place of... You see the smoldering corpse of Cam's father in the center of the circle. And then you see this demon as it looks up at you. And Callus, in your brain, you hear tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock.
That seems
As you guys all hear this guttural laugh. And you hear, I can see you. Come to me.
Well, this has gone bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what do we do next? I don't know if going to them does make sense. I don't know.
Running away doesn't make much sense either.
I can't run.
Let's just go forward.
That's all we can do at this time.
It's too late for running at this point.
We all still have our stones, right? I pull out my stone.
Yep, you still have it.
Yeah.
That just lands us in the same place we are now, just in another world.
And Tinker, where's Tinker? Tinker knew how, and this little demon knew how to jump between them, didn't they? Not, you know, the bad one. The one you made a deal with, right? Same one? Yeah.
Yes.
That one. Well, shit, I don't know.
There's a lot of questions right now.
As we're flying over, like, how close are we getting to the dome, y'all?
I mean, I guess we got, you know, I don't know, close enough to see, so probably pretty close to it.
I want to cast Mage Hand and see if my Mage Hand could push through the force field around it.
It does not appear as though it can. It appears that it's being stopped by some sort of force.
Can I try casting like a minor illusion inside the dome where I'm at?
Sure.
Yeah.
You do so and the spell fizzles the moment you feel it hit the dome.
Hmm. How do we get in? Magic does not seem to be working.
Perhaps... we can walk through. Perhaps it only blocks magic.
Yeah, I will. I would not suggest flying a magic carpet through it from up here.
Yes, it would be a very sudden stop.
Then let's land and see if we can walk through.
Yeah, I mean, it's all we can really do. Pick a good pick a good entrance.
I just I'm scared. Okay. Let's land. No matter what happens, we're gonna stick together, right?
Yeah.
I eyeball Callus. Yep.
And you wanted to marry him.
Shh. You did, wait, you how did you know? How do you know that?
Oh, I announced it to everybody.
She did.
You were there for it.
No, oh, well, fine.
Tensions are high right now. I can, like, feel it.
It's not good, Sean.
Okay.
Brief description of this demon. The demon appears to look kind of like a Balrog, with, like, the curled horns. It's got black smoke where its eyes should be, with small, like, dark, beady orbs within them. It's got fire coming from its maw, and it appears to be holding a whip that is made of multiple snake heads.
Ooh. I know what this is.
Let's do
piecing things together, you would assume that this is Asmodeus.
Really, Sean?
I had no idea.
You were so subtle about it, I couldn't tell.
Okay, let's focus.
Oof. All right.
We land.
Okay, we're just like in front of this keep. Are you landing on the walls of the keep? Are you landing in front of the dome? Are you like in the courtyard?
I think we're...
Are you...
We can't land in the dome because we think it'll break the carpet.
Yeah, but there's like... So this dome encompasses only part of the courtyard, like just the area where this is. It's a big courtyard. So you can land in the courtyard outside of the dome.
Oh, okay. I thought it encompassed the whole thing. My bad.
Yeah. Me too. All right. Then I would say we should just land in the courtyard, right? I mean...
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just want to say for this whole time, I'm going to be holding myself in such a way that I would have been trained as a noble, right? So this entire time... Cam has been standing very upright and proper on the carpet, everything.
Just yep.
Very clean, very proper.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Callus is not.
Yeah.
I think Cyrus is just like, to him, this is kind of his element. So he's just like, has his halberd like on the back of his neck, like arms over it, like in a relaxed position. But because of the spell he has casted on it, you do see like ice formed on it and like vapor just trailing off of it.
Okay. And so you guys land, and the only sound you really hear as you guys step off from the carpet is the click-clack of boots hitting stone as this demon stares you down. Your mother stands, Cam, turns to you and says, "You've made it, son."
I flip her off.
"Come, join the family."
"I am not your son."
As you look at your brother who's wearing a helm, you see something different. There is no life to his eyes.
Great. My brother's the mountain. all right.
As she kind of does like a gesture welcoming you to stand beside her.
Hold on. Isn't his name legit Gregor?
I think it is, actually.
Hilarious.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, I'm like opening up my note sheet because I don't remember that off the top of my head. I feel like his name is legit Gregor. That's hilarious. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
I'll look that up later. No, the father is... No, yeah, Gregor. Gregor Willem Maxwell. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. And she's kind of ushering you to stand beside her. As the demon snarls. And as the demon snarls, Callus, you hear in your brain, "Time is short. Do it now or suffer the consequences."
I am, in response to my mother, I just want to do a quick brush off motion and say, "I believe Callus has already told you that your son is dead. But we came because everyone else here seems quite boring."
And she says, "Then we will be a family together, with you and your brother the same."
I turn to Asmodeus, and I give him the kind of bow that, like, a noble would give to a peasant. Like, if it was, like, a common courtesy. Like, it's not, like, a deep bow of respect. It's sort of like a brush-off bow as well. And say, do what you must.
He says, I intend to. As he looks at Callus.
So, Sean.
Yes.
Since I did all that research on souls, Callus, Callus has a pretty good idea of what'll happen to him, right?
Yes.
And, you know.
Basically, you will cease to be alive and you will be tortured for eternity in the Nine Hells.
Oh, okay. God.
Well, that's not.
That's not probably it. Better left unsaid, if I'm being honest, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. Callus walks up behind Boone.
Okay.
And he whispers in her ear, make sure you save Brenna.
Oh, shit. Do you do nothing?
Mm-hmm.
You guys see black hands rise up from the ground around Callus as they begin to wrap around his head as he stares down the group.
Can I pull out my sword and scream, you promised!
And on that note, you hear a sickening crack as Callus' neck is broken and his body is dragged below the stone.
Fuck!
Huh.
And then you hear in a deep, guttural voice, you now see what happens to those that betray me.
Dagna's gonna...
Sorry, Callus.
No, it's okay.
Oh my god.
There was really nothing you could do to stop that. It was going to happen no matter if you fought it off or not.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make a deal with the devil!
I mean, I literally was, literally, unless Jazarian would intervene, like, or if I could have used the sword against the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, because that's why I pulled out the sword.
There would just be more hands coming.
Could I have had the chance to shot off a spell or anything?
Yeah, you can shoot off a spell.
I wanted
what were
to,
you trying to do?
I was going to try to banish Asmodeus.
Ooh.
And send him back to his plane. Okay. It probably won't work, but literally that's probably if she saw
just
as soon
do
as she
it.
Saw the hands,
yeah, I mean,
she's gonna try to banish him back to the plane with the charisma saving throw.
Okay.
He's probably gonna pass it, but
as you cast it at him before it reaches him, it fizzles in the dome.
Nothing works.
Dome. It you can't cross the dome.
Oh fuck. Okay, cool. So cool.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
So can I turn to my mother real quick? What's your whole plan? You just couldn't get anyone of your family to love you because of just, you know, your whole thing. And so now we're just all zombies. So we stop betraying your wonderful plans you had for us. What's your plan?
You knew the Macwell family was about power.
It's about death.
Your father grew weak.
He grew tired. It was a sign of good things. You just grew dark, bitter, evil.
Call it what you will, son. But, wait, are we the baddies? No, she says, dark or light, power is power. I am seizing it.
Well, let me just tell you that you can do endless harm to my body and look, pointing over at my brother, turn me into any one of your playthings. And you can, I'm sure, make that plaything say anything or do anything you want. I'm telling you right now, you can't make me love you. You can't make us a family again.
She sighs, looks up at Asmodeus and nods as you hear a roar come from Asmodeus. The barrier is dropped.
Oh, am I supposed to call you Dad?
Hi, Daddy.
Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Okay.
As you survey the situation, your mom and your brother eye you down, and they say, your mom says, then I will leave this to the professionals.
And Number one to get your hands dirty.
She bows to you and turns.
I brush her off.
Turns, waves her hand, and the fortress disappears. You guys are now standing on an empty field. as she walks off into the distance behind Asmodeus, and he is standing before you.
Let's see what you got, big guy.
Let me see what his initiative is.
Please don't be high. Please don't.
Oh, he crit failed.
Yes!
Yay!
Nice.
Keep up the good work, Sean.
He's just too busy pulling Kallus into hell.
Right.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
All right. Dagna is first to act.
She's enraged. So yeah, I'm gonna need him to make me a
make you a what?
Charisma saving throw. She's casting Banish at fourth level.
23.
Of course he passes. And then she just kisses Cam's cheek and gives him bardic inspiration. Says for Kallus, and then she's gonna go ahead and veer off. Let's see.
Everyone's got a song.
Huh?
Then everyone else got a song.
Do you want a song? Oh, no.
Cyrus never got one.
I have something for you. Hold on, let me see. You are our sunshine, our brightest sunshine. You make us question everything. Why don't you let the Jessarian guide you? And please don't run away.
Wow.
Well done.
All right. Good.
Dagna, you take inspiration for yourself as well.
Thank you.
So she has legit inspiration. I have bardic inspiration.
Yes.
Right, okay. I like it.
And your bardic inspiration's a D8? 4?
Yes.
6? I said 3 things.
It's a D8. Sorry.
Okay.
I heard D8 first. My shit's cutting out, so I can hear the first half of everything. So you have a D8 of bardic inspiration.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, you have all the above.
Yes. Perfect. I got 3 of them now. Right. I thank you, and I blush a little from the song.
You're welcome.
All right. Is that your turn, Dagna?
That's gonna be it.
Cam.
Okay, let me just read something real quick.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Is there anything else in this room? Is it? It's just Asmodeus and them.
Just as yes, it's not even a room anymore. They dispelled the keep.
So it's just them and Asmodeus standing in an open field.
Yep.
Well, I'm just going to try and light them on fire. So I'm going to step forward. And are we about this distance away?
Yeah,
so
you're about
what is that
distance. Yeah.
That's like what? That's about 80 feet. Perfect. So I'm going to just walk up to the kind of edge of this, stepping close to this circle here, and say, really didn't want a new dad. I kind of really didn't like my old dad, if I'm being honest.
And he says, I'm not here for you. I'm here for her. As he points in Boone's general direction.
Yeah. The thing is that that's also bad, and I don't like that either. So I'm gonna light you on fire now. Thanks. and so I am going. He needs to roll a dex save.
Crit fail. Oh,
that's delightful.
But he's gonna use a legendary resistance and choose to succeed instead.
So hold on one. Okay, I guess that doesn't, my thing doesn't work for that. Because if it's a fair, alright, fine, alright. Well, fuck you. But I think it's half damage still. Let's double check that real quick. It's Agonizer's Scorcher. Line of Flamer for Creature takes 3d8 fire damage on a failed save, or half as much. So,
at least it's half damage.
Yes, so, that's only 2. So it's actually 15, 7 damage.
7
fire damage, if it matters, which I'm hoping is they're not like, you know, resistant
nope,
to
nope.
fire.
It appears to do as much damage as you think it does.
Oh, and if you're going to get to, if you want to fight my friend, you got to murder me first. And I'm going to cast Compelled Duel.
Compelled Duel?
Yes. So you attempt to compel a creature into a duel. The creature must make a wisdom saving throw.
26.
Fuck.
He says, I have no time for your games. I'll deal with you later.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I tried that.
It's so
That's
quiet.
My turn.
All right. Cyrus.
I get my halberd ready and is like, now, do I recognize this guy as who he was originally? Like, this is just me possibly metagaming, like, the guy that
Here's
was fighting over my soul?
Here's what you are piecing together. The paintings you made depicted this exact thing. And what you're piecing together in your brain is that
the
half of you that felt compelled to do bad things was controlled by this entity. This being has been inside of you this whole time.
I lift up my eye patch to reveal the eye, but instead of like us rolling, for what color is, can I like suggest something?
Sure, absolutely.
Like it becomes like almost like glacial white.
Yep.
To represent like Bahamut's influence.
It's got a platinum hue to it.
Yeah.
And as you do so, you feel a strength and vigor within you that you haven't felt before. Let's go ahead and do that bump your AC thing again.
Nice.
Your eye is like solid platinum almost as you feel this being leave you. And the chuckle leaves Asmodeus's face as he looks
at you. Hey, asshole. I got a bone to pick with you. Your artwork sucks.
No. And what are you going to do?
Only thing I can do is just, like, run up beside Cam, because that's my movement speed.
Okay.
And just point out my halberd.
Yeah, like you just give him a stern look from that distance.
You don't have any ranged spells?
Actually, yeah, I do, so I'll just fire off
say, if you're not going to do an action, you can also use your whole movement and get, like, double it up.
Yeah,
right?
I'll fire an Eldritch Blast at him.
Okay.
Does a 22 hit?
A 22 does hit.
It's only 3 points.
Of what kind of damage?
Force.
Okay.
I use the force on him.
Nice. All right.
Not as dramatic as I was hoping, but...
Boone, what are you doing?
Boone is pissed. And honestly just wants to rush him. I don't think I can get 90 feet, though. I have tried every way, which way to try to get there, and I don't think I can, so... But what I can do is, so what I'm going to do, dang it, is get 30 feet, which is about right to there, right? Is to you guys.
Yeah.
And then I am going to Misty Step to get another 30.
Okay.
So what?
Nothing.
No, keep going.
Okay.
I'm just scared.
I know, but that is not close enough for me to hit him with my sword, right, Sean?
No.
What?
I'm
going to say it is. I'm going to say it is close enough.
Okay, because I want to get in melee. I mean, I am rushing him as fast as I can, and I pull out my sword.
Okay.
And I go to strike him. Does a 20 hit?
A 20 does hit.
Okay, so that is 14 damage.
Your sword glows blue.
Okay.
As you do so, and when you rip into his thigh, you kind of hear a sickening hissing sound, as though air is escaping. As he kind of is laughing at you, and then goes, as though that hurt him a little more than he thought it would. So double your damage.
Okay.
Ooh.
So that is 28.
28. Okay.
And then I get another one.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Can I have advantage because I'm cool?
No.
And I'm angry.
Can I have cool advantage?
Yeah.
Because I look really bitching right now. Okay, no, that's fine. So yeah, I am...
He sees the rage in your eyes, and he's a little taken aback by your damage. As you kind of hear his whip, you hear the snakes hissing as he says... You've served yourself up to me on a platter. As he's going to whip at you as the whip tries to wrap around your neck.
Okay.
What
do you need?
33 to hit.
Shit. Oh, Jesus.
You know, surprisingly, that hits.
You're going to take 21 bludgeoning damage, and I need you to make me a strength saving throw.
Fuck. Okay. Hold on. Okay, 21 damage is what you said?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure I'm keeping it. And strength?
Uh-huh. To break this constriction.
Oh my god.
You are constricted as you leave the ground. His eyes begin to smoke in a very, very ominous way as he stares down at you. They begin to gain more and more and more power. In this moment, Cyrus, you see Boone. Something bad is about to happen to her, and you feel a force within you.
I am going to use the same type of spell that Boone just used, and Misty Step right in front of her and like just kind of ripped her out of the way if I can.
Yep, and as you do so, the rest of the group sees something happen. You see Cyrus grow a massive pair of platinum wings as they then begin to shield Boone from a ray of energy that then shoots out at her. And it's almost like a Harry Potter moment when it meets his wings. It kind of like continues to shoot, but his wings are holding it off. But his wings begin to dematerialize. And as that happened, Cyrus's form begins to slowly rip away. Cyrus, you have a brief few seconds to speak with Boone.
It's like, well, looks like I got myself in another mess, doesn't it?
No! No, Cyrus! Oh my god.
I think you see him, like, before his arm, like falls apart or something like that, you see him, like, pull something out of his front pocket and, like, put it in your hand. And is like, just remember something, Boone. Don't get upset over the things you can't control, but take pleasure in the things you can, and remember to take care of your friends. Hopefully I was able to do that today.
Oh my god. Boone is going to embrace him. She can hold him, yes?
Yes, she can. As okay. You feel his form crumble away as pieces of him are ripped off, and before you know it, you're holding nothing.
Maybe the halberd?
Other than whatever he put in your hand. Oh. And a halberd goes clattering to the floor in front of you. Are you going to look in your hand?
Yeah, I am.
You open your hand, and you see a small, folded origami bird.
It was in front of the church.
It's the same one that the little girl folded for him in front of the church.
Oh my god.
Dang, y'all.
The halberd with full energy is sitting on the ground in front of you as Asmodeus takes a step back.
What?
No! No! Lauren.
A black portal opens up behind him, and a creature with legs, spider-like legs, starts crawling out of the hole, pulling its massive body forward. You have failed me for the last time.
I still have time! I still have a chance! I haven't failed yet!
No second chances. And purple spider webs shoot out from the massive body and wrap around Asmodeus, and it pulls him tight as he struggles.
No! No!
You know how I feel about failure. And before you can think about it, his entire body is pulled into this hole. There's silence for just a moment, and the creature finally emerges. It's a giant spider with an elven face, and he sneers upon Damio. It seems I have need for champions. As he says this, the sky starts going black. It's not clouds, it's actual darkness enshrouding the world. And purple webs trail out behind him and all shoot towards you and wraps you and pulls you tight into the black portal. I dreamt I saw an endless plain with 12 great and terrible stars around me. I saw the open maw of darkness gaping wide to devour. I saw good and evil in their eternal dance, spiraling to no true, except that which was to destroy all things. I saw a gathering of 5 points of light,
a defeat of destruction and challenges beyond time and eternity. Irulan needs your help. Nallery needs your help. But most importantly, they need your help.